Oh, hi everybody. It's been a while and we's back. We's finally back. It's your boy Lil Beats, Lil Grippers, aka
Lil Grippers.
Yeah, Lil Grippers.
That was an old one.
What?
Accompanied by my three boys here. Introduce yourselves. I don't know what order y'all go in.
I love how we all look at each other like it's a fucking draw. It's like, I dare one of y'all to see.
It's your boy Leek, nigga. Let's get it. It's your boy Leek. It's your boy Leeky. It's your boy Leek.
All right, here we go.
Stand up. Leo. It's okay. Fuck you. It's Mark.
It's Mark.
Oh my gosh.
And we're back. We like almost missed a damn near whole month.
Well, actually, yeah. When was the last podcast?
Like, it was like,
that's why I got my phone. Hold on.
It was like
2 weeks before Thanksgiving, I think.
It was a month ago.
Almost a month. It doesn't matter.
November 13th.
Yes,
we almost made it a month.
Damn,
it's been a busy month.
It has been a busy month. You know, it's holiday season, so
the holidays.
It was hard to get everybody around to do the thing.
Yeah.
But now.
We back.
Now that it's calmed down before, you know, the next part of the holiday season.
You know what they say, right?
Well,
it's my motherfucking birthday month, nigga.
Oh, yeah.
Well, relax, because we're probably not going to do anything.
Calm down.
Well, because, I mean, Thanksgiving was this hot topic.
But
and we skipped the shit out of that, John.
Who skipped it?
Who skipped
we
it?
Did. Why did we skip it? We didn't skip it.
I skipped Thanksgiving. I don't
know. It's all podcast wise.
Oh, like, podcast.
Like, oh, yeah. Well, we didn't skip the podcast. We just couldn't do it.
You said specifically in that text, you said, I got it right here. You said, I'm not doing it this month.
First of all, I don't say month with an H. Sorry. So that wasn't me. Well, I say month. This month.
Now when you say that, I kind of...
Don't worry, I get drilled about it every time.
Month.
I get drilled about it every time.
Yo, this month.
Yo, this month. Right.
This month.
I do say month.
I don't say it with an H. I say, this month.
Yeah, it's TH for me.
I say MUNT this month.
Normally, though.
It depends on how many words in the rest of my sentence.
Probably. Yeah.
Too many words in my sentence. I'm about to check cutting letters out.
That character limit stopped. So yeah. Month.
That Twitter character limit. We having tryouts.
You good with that water?
Oh my god.
That's what you get. That's so what you get.
Malik's trying to drink some water.
Yeah, we gotta make sure.
We're trying to make sure he's alive for a second. You good?
That little throat.
You got, how much water did you drink? Goddamn.
It was a lot.
So, yeah, let's catch up. So, how was your Thanksgiving?
I don't want to talk about myself.
Whoa. Oh, shit. Okay. Talk your shit.
I said, I don't.
Oh,
never mind. Wait. Question for Malik and Kahlo. Did you guys get to your dinner before all the food was gone?
Yeah, it was actually a lot of food this year. It was a lot of food this year.
A lot, yes. But it was like barely anything. I'm not going to say barely anything left. But you can definitely tell... The food was on his last leg.
Somebody brought duck.
Ooh.
But I don't think anyone ate it.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, I don't think anybody ate the duck.
Because they was running around with the duck head.
Yeah, it was just like...
I don't think anyone ate it, bro. I think it's just...
That's really good.
Oh, you had it before?
Yeah, no, it was good.
So, yeah, I don't think I had it before, but...
Yeah, I think that was new. It was like kind of thing like you're just... You never had duck before, and then you go on the table with all the Thanksgiving food, and you just see this... Dark ass meat with a duck head on it. You're like, staying away from that shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the same. Like when I see fish with the head still there,
mm-hmm.
It's like
really?
Yeah, because they still look alive. Like a dead fish and a live fish. There's no difference.
You, in the Philippines, like a lot of celebrations are usually celebrated with an entire pig
mm-hmm.
called lechon. Yeah, so like,
I'll eat that.
I'm not saying like just the head itself. Like particularly bothers me is that no one ever ate duck before. So you kind of just threw that shit in there. Wow. I was like, who brought the fucking duck? Yeah.
It's like somebody bringing octopus, and you're like, why?
No one. I do agree with that, but not in my case because
you had octopus before.
Uh huh.
What have you not had?
Had duck. That's for one.
Have you had geese?
No.
Wait, you had pigeon?
Can you cook pigeon?
No, why can't you?
No, you can't.
Why can't you?
I mean, maybe some places.
You can cook anything.
Yeah. Not Philly pigeon.
Not the Malagueti ones, no.
They probably got some meat on them.
These motherfuckers cook you.
Even after death, they're going to still walk on your plate like
No, I feel like everyone's just used to what's the standard, like, Thanksgiving food is.
Wasn't
like,
quail, like, one for Thanksgiving?
Like quail eggs? Or, like,
no, pitch? Like, the bird.
Oh,
pitch? I was talking.
Oh, I'm just saying.
Niggas eat that know. Shit?
I think. That's a Thanksgiving thing.
Yeah, I forgot what I was about to say.
Like, I know what you're about to say.
What?
Like, at a traditional black Thanksgiving, no one's eating duck.
Yeah, kind of like that. So, it's like, you know... But what you there, like, Thanksgiving ain't time to try new shit. You know what you came there for when you pull up on a Thanksgiving dinner.
Cone bread. Well, yeah, I did try the Brussels sprout bacon thing that Ellie made.
I mean, yeah, because it was there, and there was fire.
Duck was there. Clearly, that nigga was there. His head was there. But, man, that whole body was present.
That nigga was just looking around like, glad anybody eat me.
Damn, that's fucked up. Do you know who made it? Damn, they mean they had to take that whole train.
Good. They probably was hoping that no one touched that shit.
There's a duck just staring back up and like, you did this. You wasted me.
They was pointing out like who made what.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
it was like, I made this macaroni. I don't know about that other macaroni.
Yeah, it was this one macaroni. And then like, my cousin came up to me and was like, yo, the macaroni I made is on the counter.
Yo.
I was like, because I'm not going to lie, I was the one John looked at. I was looking kind of pale. I was like, good luck. I thought this was it.
Yeah, I just looked at you like, yo, what is this, macaroni? Nah, cuz, this coleslaw.
That's the one thing, like, normally, like, when it's like, what do you call that? Like a potluck or just
potluck.
Bring, like, food.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, you got that one jaw and that's just, like, filled because nobody wanted to touch it. And you're like,
you just look at it and you like, I don't know.
I always take, like, I'll get a scoop of everything. And if I don't eat it, you know, I mix it in or I'll spread it on the table.
What
the fuck? Like potato salad. I'm like,
they'll be like, hey, Leo, what the fuck?
It's really good. No, I meant to say, like, I spread it on the plate to make it mimic the look that I ate it. And mm-hmm. I fucked that John up, but I really didn't. I just spread it
on
the
plate. Or you just put the plate in the trash can.
Yeah.
Put that John.
Smash that shit. That's what I do.
And depending if it doesn't already stick on the plate, you gotta be like, you gotta be so quick with that John and then press it down. Oh my God. Well, what did you have for Thanksgiving, actually?
I actually just ate a lot of ham.
I was so good though.
I was just waiting for the ham.
The pineapple and shit.
Yeah.
Oh fucking God.
I was like, turkey's okay. Like ham is like
better. Turkey is not okay.
Dog.
Turkey is atrocious. I hate turkey so much.
Turkey. I like turkey.
It's okay.
It's like a fat person going down the slide. That's the only thing I don't like.
Yeah, it's so dry.
Yeah.
Just be like,
I was trying to figure out where the hell you was going with that too. I was like, what?
I was like, what does that even mean?
It's on slid over your head.
All right.
For guys who don't know, I'm fucking bald head.
So yeah, it was a bald head joke.
It was a bald head joke. So, okay.
Yeah. For you,
shout out to Hems. I'm looking forward to one of them wigs or something. I need something to cover this shit up. I can't take these bald jokes.
I think I would rock one of those.
The wig jones?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I would get in an argument with you on purpose.
But just
to snatch that shit off, yo. Color man, fuck you.
I think I would do it, like, at some point in my life, probably, like, later, like, a couple years. Not just, like, a wig, but, like, one of them good ones where it's, like...
Oh, weave.
Do you think you're going to lose your hair?
Fuck yeah, I'm going to lose my hair. I'm losing my hair already.
Oh. Yeah, but it's not like this one, though.
I cut my shit off, bro. I did. I just had a big forehead, and now I just decided to just have a head.
Well, that's like, you told me that you woke up, and it was gone.
It just spontaneously fell out.
Yeah, you just wake up with just hair all in your pillow. And
my whole head of hair is just sitting there. I cut that shit off like a Lego.
I wonder if any of like those hair like regrowth products work.
Try them.
I mean, I guess.
Well,
they do.
If anybody should try them, ball ass over here. Oh, sorry.
That's cool, yeah. He got a lot of jokes today. It's cool. I'm going to fire his ass up later.
Like, once we're like, all right, we're done the podcast. Right here, it's like.
oh.
Did you have anything different, though? Like, not culture, you know what I mean? Like, not trying to, like...
I mean, there's, like, Filipino food and shit. There's, like...
Is there something Thanksgiving-wise that's, like...
No. We don't really have a special Thanksgiving...
like dish. Tray of some, yeah. Yeah, dish.
Because like, they don't... I mean, they don't celebrate Thanksgiving in the Philippines, so it's like they wouldn't prepare something special for this holiday.
Shit, man, I hate my country.
Nah, we love America.
Off the podcast.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
America
is number
this
one.
This shit is lit.
Help me.
I feel bad because I feel like, yeah, see, like, that would be some ignorant shit that I would say, like. If, like, you were just straight from the Philippines, and I was like, so, how'd you enjoy your Thanksgiving? You'd be like, what?
What the fuck is this?
We give thanks to the motherland every day.
Not like that. I mean, I enjoyed it. You guys came. Mark didn't come.
Man,
he definitely just rolled his eyes at you.
He could stop by and gave some thanks.
What was that supposed to mean?
No, what's that supposed to mean?
I know.
He could have just popped up and been like, hey, just want to give you guys a Thanksgiving.
He has a family, Leo.
Not my own from my, you know.
But we're family, too.
Yeah, I know. You guys are family. I'm thankful for you guys every day.
Well, we're past that now. So next year, you can say that. Just make sure you tell us at the right time. Keep that thanks.
Miss me with that shit.
You guys are mean.
Shut the fuck up. More importantly than Thanksgiving, my birthday was just... Talk about my birthday.
Your birthday was what?
It was the 23rd.
Was it? Yeah, I didn't even notice.
Did we do anything for your birthday?
No, I don't think so.
I think I shouted you out on Instagram, and that was it.
You guys took me out to eat.
Oh, shit. I forgot.
Did.
How do you unplug?
No, but that wasn't on his birthday though. That was the day after. That's what? Why I forgot.
It was birthday two. Everybody had birthday two.
But I mean, it was cool.
I had like birthday weeks.
Yeah. Then you guys got the.
Look at my dog.
We went
just
to.
Just sit on my lap.
We went to K-pop for my birthday.
Yes.
Yeah. And you guys got those people to sing happy birthday to me. They just went to the wrong table, so I had to blow the
candle. That was so funny.
From a distance. Like, actually, they did it twice.
That was funny shit. Like, we really, like, didn't tell anybody that it was his birthday. So, like, all the other birthday songs was coming out, and Leo was just like, one of these is for me. One of these is me. I know it is.
To be fair, on my actual birthday, I went to the hibachi, and they didn't tell them that it was my birthday either.
Oh, Ellie and Ellie?
Yeah. So they felt bad there.
I feel like that's like a musician duo, like Ellie and Ellie. Like, I don't know. Like, or like a...
Yeah, it's sometimes weird. It gets confusing.
It's so...
Introducing Ellie and Ellie.
Yeah, right? Ellie and Ellie.
But, my birthday was awesome.
Glad you enjoyed it.
I like that kind of, like, cheesy birthday shit, though, the song and all that.
Yeah, well, we shouldn't talk about it because you guys feel like they didn't get me.
We took you out to eat.
I mean, you didn't give me a present, though.
You wanted a present?
You wanted a present? That was your present, right? Nigga. You got food.
Was I supposed to ask for a present?
We fed you, nigga.
For another day.
Yeah. Talk your shit, little. Talk your shit.
We gave him good food.
We did.
It was really good.
Yeah, that
when I found the ribs. The ribs, yeah.
We were talking about the ribs. We almost died.
I'm not fucking ribs, boy.
And then Kalo hopped on. And then the bowl was like, oh, is this a... Well, because we were already eating them. Like,
yeah, we
were
already eating them, John.
I ate them, too.
But you wasn't eating them with us, though.
That's true.
I don't matter. Yeah, okay. Right.
Well, you mattered later when we found out.
Well, you mattered. Yeah, yeah.
But, the last... So we had, like, the last couple bits of meat.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was a lot. He was like, all right, here's one more rib. Like, y'all can finish it. We're like, yeah. Oh, man, like...
That shit when he was like, we're almost done. He was like, you know what? Let's just get one more order of ribs.
Yeah, I was like,
we put
why?
The bitches on the grill. We was like,
yo, man, as soon as the joints start sizzling, I was like, bro, I don't think I'm going to eat another one, dog.
That's a lot of fucking ribs.
That's a lot of fucking ribs.
I put the meat in my mouth. It was just like a backup of meat.
It was like a Billy and Mandy.
Yeah.
Or the Simpsons.
Nope. Did they do that on the Simpsons?
Yeah.
No. It wasn't like. With Simpsons, it was more like he just kept coming back out.
Like, yeah, like he was a shrimp. He was pushing a shrimp in his mouth, and it would just pop back out. He would do it again. Like, that shit was funny.
Vader Zim did that.
Did they?
Yeah, remember when he was eating all the organs?
I don't remember the episode. Oh. That's the one that got it, like, fucking canceled, right?
I think so. That shit was fucking gross. But, no, that was fun for my birthday. I enjoyed it, and I appreciate you guys.
And then we got another birthday coming up in the form.
So, I found it interesting that in today's news, that,
Shut up. Is Malik's birthday. Well, not yet, but it will be Malik's birthday. Mm-hmm.
December 26.
How old are you going to be, Malik?
But yeah, how old are you going to be? Holy shit.
I'm going to be 25, bro.
Oh, I got him. Okay.
We out here living my best life.
How old are you going to be?
25.
Oh, no, you're turning 27, right?
Yeah, I'm going to be 25.
He's a 27-year-old boy.
Damn, dude.
What the fuck are you talking about?
I'm be 25.
He's turning 27. Don't believe
me. Yeah, I was about to say, that old fucking...
All right, I'm be 27. I'm 25. Basically 30.
No, it's not.
Basically 50 at that point.
You got a whole 3 well, years.
Well, that dome says otherwise.
Oh my God.
It's fine, bro.
No, but you got a whole 3 years is a long ass time.
Black don't crack.
And I ain't cracking.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like, white people age so bad.
Yo. Only white people that don't fuck with black people age badly. Like, if you see the white people that don't fuck with black people, they age horribly. But the ones that fuck with black people, they, like, last forever, yo.
Yeah, that's funny.
I'm trying to think of some counter examples, but I can't think of none on the top of my head.
Yeah, you won't.
Nah.
I got nothing.
Jennifer Aniston. She's
black people.
Does she fuck with black people?
Yeah.
Who?
The whole cast of Friends was white.
Yeah.
And look at you.
I was like, same thing. I was like, what the fuck are you talking about?
You seen all of them, right? They old. Bro.
That'd be funny if, like, Mark said that, and it was, like, some, like, Mandela effect shit. And yeah, we look back, and like, they're all, like, looking black.
instead of the boy, Joey is Winston.
Yeah, from New Girl.
From New Girl shit.
That's funny.
That's just fact, yo. It's just fact.
Yeah, I love how, like, really different races age differently.
Yeah.
Obviously, Asian people age pretty beautifully.
Yeah. They
Once they hit 70,
it's like...
That shit just fucking scrunches. I don't know what... It's like somebody just goes...
Happy birthday, my beautiful...
What the fuck?
It's like, damn, bro.
It's like you just wake up one day and it's like all the age hits you at once.
Bro, that's true.
This is
though.
Wild, bro.
Unless they fuck with black people. See, as I'm trying to tell you, Mark is not going to age. Mark's going to age beautifully. Watch.
Look at him right now.
When he get 40, 50, 60, that shit going to be like, damn, bro, you look young.
Look the same guy. When that 70 roll around.
I can't speak that far in the future.
Oh, man.
I don't know. I've seen some attractive old Asian men. I was saying that really as a compliment, but it just...
Yeah, because I was going to ask you, like, who?
Like, no, I mean, like I don't know. Like, I've seen it.
I mean, Jackie Chan is getting up there in age. He still looks pretty
decent for his age. He looks pretty good.
I wouldn't fight him.
Why would...
Okay. I'm just saying, like, even with his age, he'll...
Yeah, he was still up my ass.
On your ass.
I'll watch
him. That 70-year-old. How old is Jackie Chan anyway?
He probably like 68.
Yeah, hey, I want to say like
60. Hey, Siri.
He probably like a solid
how old
like 60.
Is Jackie Chan?
Probably 54. Oh, I was close. 68.
Do you have a British Siri?
He would fuck you up, huh?
You have a British Siri?
No, I don't.
That
was definitely British.
But that was a British ass Siri. Don't fuck it.
I like it. I like it like that. It's different. Y'all got that Americanized.
So. I don't use Siri, so.
Okay. I use Siri a lot more than I thought I would.
Oh really?
Like back when like they first like introduced her, I was like. Seems stupid.
Hey Siri, really? Tell me a joke.
Well, I liked it because like the Apple Watch, you could just like bring it to your mouth and you just ask Siri something. So
I don't like. Well, I did like that, and then my watch. I don't know what's wrong with it. I think this is fucking dumb.
What to do?
I'll be like, hey, put a timer for 45 minutes, and I'll be like, waiting. Waiting. Didn't know what you said, G. And I'm like, what the fuck was I waiting for?
I'll be real, G. I don't know what the fuck going on.
You know what's crazy?
What?
Kamala Harris dropped out of the presidential run.
Yeah, I heard.
That's crazy. You don't know who that is.
I don't know who.
You know, I know of her.
Man.
Malik always like cuts into these conversations.
I was just like daydreaming and just like it just hit me.
He'll cut into the conversations and just say something like so it random.
Just gets everyone off guard. We're just like
little
just
boys are kind of attractive, and you're like, what he said.
Why is that gotta be your example?
Why? Like he said,
he did not.
The last podcast he said.
You have a good ass memory of this shit.
Everybody's gonna be scrubbing through the
right. when did he say that shit?
We're gonna use it exposed later when he gets famous.
Well, what did I say?
You know what's crazy? The minority's YouTube channel got cut.
Wait, really? For what?
I don't know. Oh, well, if you look at the channel, it'll tell you what.
Okay, I'm guessing it's something crazy.
Yeah. I missed them.
What? They did like sexual harassment?
No. Oh, no, man. Come on, dude. Come on.
You said if you look at their channel, but their channel's gone.
Yeah, well, I mean, obviously they had to make a new one, but I'm just saying, like.
Oh, did they do like this is why we got canceled?
Yeah.
Thanks for summing that up. I mean, you just said it.
What if we get canceled?
Fuck it.
We'll find a platform.
I'm sorry?
If this podcast doesn't take off via the internet, we'll just make a radio station.
Yeah.
And if a radio station doesn't work, just make a church.
We'll do. Didn't they make a movie about like a pirate radio station or some shit like that?
Pirate radio station?
Yeah. Let's just drop it there.
I was like, what?
Tune in. It's like, arr.
No, it's movie. Like they would like. It would cut into the like radio frequency or something.
Oh shit!
Yeah, I don't know. Don't quote me.
See, I love how we're all interested in different things because like I would love to talk about Five Nights at Freddy's because I was watching these cool videos, but only I like it. So that's okay. Yo, I don't sit here and say I don't give a fuck about your shit, even though I just did when you talked about it.
Right? Exactly. Minorities.
Fuck you.
That's what happens when you have different interests.
I guess we're all we really all grew have different up interests. Like,
very different
together,
interests.
But yeah,
we
have very some, different interests. Yeah, some similar ones, but our interests are all kind of
like we all like fucking each other.
Who?
That's true.
I didn't want you to say it live.
y'all niggas tweaking. I don't know what's going on right now.
It's because you be sleep.
Oh, I be sleep.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, like I said, Malik doesn't look during.
Yeah, because he be sleep.
Right.
Yeah. It's like that one time. Never mind.
Like, he really just be, like, he'd be dreaming that he'd be beaten off, but in reality, we'd just be fucking him.
Yeah, I think he was just talking about how, like, when Kylo snores, that's the sound he likes. Didn't he just say a story like that?
No,
just
I didn't say that.
We'll add it in just in case.
Please do, because I ain't never say that shit. I'm a real nigga.
Just cut a couple parts to make it sound like that.
You're going to chop up the audio?
Like one of them, like, fucking, like, obvious ass edits. He's like, I remember. When they got a little bit.
I'm like, you okay?
I'm all right. I'm just making a square with my nose tissue.
You think we tweaking? Yeah, right. Over here. Fucking twitching.
That tissue tickling his brain. I got really excited when I said that. Like, I had a follow-up, right? But I didn't have a follow-up.
Yeah, no, shut up.
Do you like brains?
Yep.
I don't know why.
I like giving brain.
Gay, bro. This thing out of pocket, dog.
So...
That one called me off.
This nigga out of pocket.
But yeah, in a few days, the most wonderful time of the year comes, and it's Christmas.
It's weird, bro. Like, yo, I hate this time of year, but I love it too.
Why do you not like it?
I like the energy of this time of year.
Thank you.
Like, if you ever go like into a mall or some shit,
like you see everybody fighting.
Damn.
It's that time of year. No.
No, but like when I used to work like in like a mall. And I like walk through it. Are you good, bro?
Malik is just twitching over here.
Malik on drugs. I had some shit before we got on here today. No, but like,
you wasting my tissues, bro?
No, man. I got these when I got my food.
Whatever.
They probably got like the buffalo chicken cheese steak on there.
Yeah.
And you just
that's
like,
what it smells like.
That's disgusting.
No, I agree with you, though. I like this time of year.
Oh, I'm. But you I can talk.
I didn't fucking cut you off, but whatever.
Nobody really did. You just chimed
in. I did cut myself off. Yeah. I did cut myself off there. And then I tried to continue, and y'all cut me off. So fuck all y'all.
The only thing I like, in terms of like walking into a mall mm-hmm. and hearing music, it's only two songs. I can't. That's at this point, I'm tired of the Mariah Carey shit. That's one.
You and never then, get tired of that.
Oh, I am. That shit. The I'm second like, one. That guy's so excited to do that note.
Yeah, I love that.
And then Taylor Swift's song, and it's like.
She got a Christmas song?
Last Christmas, I gave you my heart.
She made that?
No. I think she covered it.
Oh.
And I just hate her fucking voice.
Everyone's covered it.
The very next day, who? You gave it away.
You know what song I fuck with the most? Like.
What?
Favorite Things?
What's, what is it?
Yeah.
I forgot the words of it.
These
are a few of my favorite things.
Cooking dope in the kitchen.
You got it.
Yes, tweaking. She kind of
fuck you and your butt all of the weekend.
I told you.
I don't really understand. No, I'm joking.
Yeah, that's basically the tone of Seven Rings. Yeah. So.
My favorite three Christmas songs is O Holy Night, Silent Night, and Noel.
I really want the third song to have night in it.
Really. Oh, Holy Night.
What is the well?
Silent Noel. You know, it never comes to me. Oh, holy. How does it go?
While you're thinking of that, I don't listen to Christmas music.
I don't believe. I don't like pull up Spotify and be like, yeah, play that Christmas playlist. Not. But like, if a song comes on. What the fuck are you aware of? What'd I say?
What, if a what come on?
If a song comes on.
Nah, he definitely didn't say
it. What did I say?
He said, if a cog come on.
I said, oh, what? Is it a cog?
A cog, because yeah. I want to see. I don't know what it was.
I didn't even catch myself do that. Holy shit. But yeah, like, if it's like a song, hey. Like I said, like from like a mall or some shit, and I'm like, hey.
Y'all put a Christmas playlist like, on?
Especially, no.
No, who especially does like, that shit? No one puts on Christmas music and jam to that shit. Actually, a lot of people do.
Let's not say that because people do. But
I do.
When I used to like work at a restaurant, and like that's all literally all you hear. Yeah. And it's just like, and it's like it just gets in your head.
Always.
Yeah, when you're in retail, same thing.
Yeah, retail. Bro, you tweet fuck retail, bro.
What kind of retail?
Not
retail.
One time in the car, y'all put Christmas.
No.
Bro, you'll never catch me.
There's so many other better songs. Well, I can
Malik,
to.
Oh, my I know why.
Why? Go ahead, talk your shit.
Jehovah don't let you.
So you know why? Why are you asking us?
Because you guys should believe in Christmas.
Okay.
No one ever said we don't believe in Christmas.
You believe in Christmas?
Miss me with that shit.
The energy.
Miss me with that shit.
I like the family is like getting together and you know.
You know the thing that all the Christmas movies are really about besides the gifts?
Yeah.
What?
Talk your shit, love.
I'm hit him.
Well, I was gonna say while we're on the topic of music, how was your 2019 Spotify playlist?
That shit was weak.
I actually liked it. I liked it a lot.
I like mine. My top artist was Hozier.
Hozier, really?
Who? I fucking love him.
Mine, some Spanish boy.
The bull from. Nope.
Sound like a Spanish.
You,
name,
you know, it? You should know it. The Take Me to Church song.
Why would I know a song called
Take Me to Church?
It's been, wow. Okay. Well,
why would I know a song called Take Me to Church?
It's not, you fucking idiot.
Yo, look, I'm going to tell you right now.
Take me to church. I'm going to tell you right now, boy.
Boy, ass cheeks, bro. I promise you. He ain't never been good.
It was kind of surprised who my top artist was, but it wasn't at the same Ozuna? Time. No. He was like a new artist I listened to a lot, so he was there. It was Tory Lanez.
Who's your top artist?
Please? Why is that surprising?
I was surprised when I see him, but I was like, oh, that makes sense.
Nigga, that's all you listen to.
Tory Lanez, that
nigga. Yo, that's all you listen to.
He came out with so much goddamn music this year, bro.
No, I'm not saying
bro.
It's a bad thing, but I'm just saying, like, that's
I know,
not
like,
surprising.
He came out with a lot of goddamn music this year, bro.
Who's your top artist?
Oh, Shoreline Mafia.
What Shoreline Mafia?
That caught me off guard.
How? That's all I listen to.
I barely hear them.
Who's Shoreline Mafia?
Shoreline Mafia is a rap group from the West Coast.
Oh.
Yeah. I like West Coast rap a lot.
It was funny because
I agree.
Like, and you know the genre thing, like your top genres. I'm sure we all had like pop rap in there.
Yeah, I don't know what the hell pop rap is. It's I don't know popular
rap. But like that was the top for me. What was the top for y'all?
I think my top was pop.
Yours was pop.
Yeah.
Pop was in mine, but I think it was like fourth top.
Well, let me check right now. Yeah, I can probably
look. Pop, metalcore, rock, then pop rap.
You still listen to that shit. Fucking we in eighth grade, nigga? No, I don't want to listen to that shit. I don't know. You about to see him there with the Elo bang. I ain't gonna hold you. Like, I'm not gonna. What the fuck you mean? You don't know what categorizes metalcore, nigga?
Isn't a whole ass band.
Yeah.
No, that's not what I mean. As in, like, what I like is Bring Me the Horizon still considered that?
Yeah. Why aren't they?
Yeah.
Cause they sing now.
In order, it was from 5 to 1. 5 was dancehall. I remember that space I had that's, summer.
Yeah, nigga, that's all you. It's a perfect summer playlist.
It's so good. It's so good for summer. 4 was anime.
I can see that.
I was not expecting that.
Why not?
I just didn't. I didn't think the genre would be called anime.
Why? It's popular now.
I thought it'd be like
Japanese music, K-pop, K-rock. No, nigga, it's anime. I
mean, K-pop is on this genre, so why not J, like J-pop or J-rock? Ooh, it doesn't matter. Then 3 was pop. 2 was lo-fi beats. Is it lo-fi or lo-fi?
Lo-fi.
Lo-fi, but.
Lo-fi beats, and then pop rap.
Cause lo-fi let me go beats through mine right now. What's your top 5, Leo?
Go to what?
Wait, how do you check this again?
Yeah.
Because once I looked at it, like...
It went away?
Yeah.
How'd it go away?
Sorry. I thought it was...
Mine's going from the bottom was Latin, then pop, rap.
Okay.
Rock, right metalcore, and then...
Right, when you mute it before you click on
that. Yeah, I'm going to mute it real quick.
Yeah, maybe you should mute it too, you fucking...
So, let's see.
Gerbil.
Oh, yeah, my top was pop, and then it was metalcore, rap, rock, and then pop punk.
Say the same thing you said to me.
Like, can you just mute your shit?
It keep doing that.
Mute your fucking phone and turn your volume down.
What about
down.
Minutes? In 2019, it's not hard. How many minutes did you listen to?
I actually didn't have a lot. I had like 44,000.
I had 53,000.
Was that in that story too?
Yeah.
It's like a half. Wait, how long y'all have?
44,000.
Mine's 53,000.
All right, so I'm going to ask you this, right? From your 2017, well, how long have y'all had Spotify?
2017.
To now.
2014.
See, the thing with me and Khalil, like, we shared Spotify for, like, 2 years.
So, okay.
It's, like, for me, like, it doesn't even really...
Wait, when did that year started?
What?
When did that year
start? 2017.
Oh, damn, yeah.
Yeah, I had pop, rap, metalcore.
Oh, you still listen to that shit?
It's the lowest one, though. Metalcore's the lowest one.
Let me see.
Sorry, I went to the next one.
Let me see.
I went to the next one.
You can't go back. No, that was the second one.
You can't go back.
Listen to that devil music. So go to the last one. It's like the second to last.
Okay.
Yeah.
Where's like top artists and top songs and minutes listened?
So top artists was going from 1 down. Hozier, Frank Sinatra, Jason Mraz, Josh Groban, Nomi.
I have some weird ones. Well, they're all expected, but they're all... like really different. Mac Miller is the top. I mean, I've been bumping his shit all fucking year. Shawn Mendes is number 2. He's a good fucking artist. Like that white boy.
You like
him? Yeah, I like that white boy.
God, I love me some white boy.
Chon is number 3.
Who?
Chon.
Okay.
Instrumental, progressive metal. Anderson .Paak number 4. And then Bruno Mars, number 5. I get down to Bruno Mars. Bruno Mars is...
He's my 5, too.
Who's your 5, too?
He's here at 5.
Wow.
Who's your 1?
Who's my 1?
2, 3, 4.
It's probably Tory Lanez.
It's this year, yeah. It's Tory Lanez.
Yeah, but keep going. You think
It's Tory Lanez, it's Jeff Williams, Chris Brown, Jhené Aiko, and Bruno Mars.
Who's Jeff Williams?
Ruby. He makes Ruby.
Yeah, he does all the music for Ruby.
Oh, nice.
Mm-hmm. So you just be jamming.
I'm like, this one's a fire, bro.
Who me? Who me?
No, that's not.
That's not him?
No, it's not. Fuck, man.
He's not Japanese. Now, are we doing top artists this year or top artists overall?
This part.
The last one.
Oh, the yellow one, not the red. Oh, not the black one. Okay.
Okay.
So mine's is Sherlock Mafia. The baby.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Oh, man. Lawrence Anderson, Lil Skies, and OGZ.
The baby, though.
You know what? You know what it is? Because I was heavy into, like, joggers and, like, that song Joggers and Babysitter and all of that. Mm-hmm. And before he, like, really blew up. Now, who's your artist of the decade?
Artist of the decade?
I don't like that one. It's so, like,
but I feel like you can't even say decade.
Know Me. It's just one main band guy.
Is this the black ones is the artist of the decade? Yeah. So it's Intervals, Periphery, Mac Miller, and C2I. And,
it's five artists.
Is it five
Intervals,
artists?
Intervals, I agree with. I've been jamming Intervals for years. I actually just saw him last weekend.
It's one guy?
Yeah, he's a instrumentalist guy, progressive metal type music. I just saw him again for the second time on last Sunday, as well as Chon. I saw them both together. Hmm. I will never miss a chance to see them when they come to Philly. So,
yeah, my top artist of the decade is Lil Durk.
Lil Durk?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Which is weird because I just started listening to Durk 2 years ago.
Oh, maybe you've just been jamming.
But then I realized like, I play that. I play him a lot.
Yeah.
Play him a lot, yeah.
Man. This year was good for music.
Yeah, it was good for music. I always loved the Spotify like wrap-ups.
Yeah.
It's like...
I never knew about it. That's the first time I fucking knew about it.
Really?
It should have been going on for 3 years.
I like the way it did it this year. Like it's just a lot more stats. Yeah. I think I just like stats.
I do, too. I'm a big stats guy.
Yeah, I love me some stats. So I think that's why I always
do. Until the stats don't point in my favor, then I fucking hate them. But
at one point, you'll flip the page and it says your KD. You'd be like, what the fuck?
Does anyone use anything else besides Spotify? Like, I know it's like Apple Music and like, shit like that.
YouTube
like,
sometimes, like when I'm at home.
Yeah. I technically have Apple, Amazon Music. But
does that come with Prime?
From what I see, I don't know if it's separate now.
Yeah, I think Spotify is just like the best one.
They're all the same shit.
Oh, man. I don't know, man, because fucking Apple Music got this. I did not mean to do it.
Right in the mic.
I didn't mean to. I'm going to do the exact opposite, which was fall back. Apple Music has this thing where, like, you can click the lyric, and it's like it does like a karaoke thing for you.
Oh, that's cool.
Spotify used to do that.
Yeah,
but it does it with Genius, and I don't like that.
Because Genius is like the best one.
No, it's
for
not.
Lyrics, yeah, it is.
Not on Spotify.
Not on Spotify, but like for like, lyrics, like
you'll be reading lyrics, you'll be like da 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 da, and it'll flip to the next one and be like, this artist used to beat babies, and you're like, I don't want to know that shit. I want to keep singing that song.
Yeah, that's the only thing. It like give you like a synopsis. Yeah.
I don't give a fuck about what this nigga doing.
I wonder why they stopped doing the lyrics thing on Spotify.
I think for that reason, just. No one cares about, like,
they're really the
stuff that they're into.
I mean, like, they just don't do it as much. Yeah,
they got to be a real thing, popular, like.
I think now they just do that little GIF kind of
video. Yeah.
I turned it off.
If you do it on, I know when I do Spotify on my Xbox, it still does the lyrics a lot. Not on my phone.
Yeah, I'm going
to that I think about it, yeah. Well, yeah, the only reason I kind of remembered it, because when I played on my Xbox. So I guess when you play it on any, like.
Major platform.
Big device.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man,
you guys listen to any new music lately?
I've been addicted to just what I mean. No, like I said, Know Me was like mid year. I was listening to him like crazy, wow. But now it's just Frank Sinatra, Hozier, and that's it.
I've just been listening to a lot of Lawrence Anderson and Lucky Day.
Mm.
You know Lucky Day?
No.
Yo, you would like if you like.
Yeah, I think you would like him.
You would like him a lot. Him and Lawrence Anderson, I think you'd like them both a lot.
Oh, I'm bullshitting. You told me to listen to that Amorosa.
Oh, the new album?
Yeah.
How'd you feel about
songs.
It?
Yeah, I like that a lot.
Yeah.
Harry Hudson, which I'm surprised wasn't on there, is another artist that I started listening to a few months back.
Mm.
I love him a lot, and it's one of them, what is that saying, like separate the
artist from his music.
Yeah. I mean, he's not nothing bad, and even his upbringing isn't nothing bad. Yeah, I just find it fucking weird.
Yeah, like people do with Chris Brown. Like, people jam Chris Brown all day, but he still beat bitches. Like,
I mean, let's not say that. It's, you know.
I mean,
he only hit people who hit him. That's You know,
I ain't just gonna make a statement like that because I don't know your personal life, nor does anyone.
Well, me and Ellie had a hot debate. I said that he's not that great of a dancer.
I ain't gonna say all of that.
I'm not even about to entertain that conversation, bro. find me somebody who dances better than him.
That's not what I'm saying.
Who dances better than him? Who do you think's a good dancer?
Nigga, can you dance?
Doesn't The Weeknd try to dance? Place.
Not The
Weeknd.
But I don't see dancers. The last time I've seen anything dance wise was what was that show to the Jabberwockies won the first
American's,
season?
America's Best Dance Crew or some shit like that.
Yeah, some shit like that. Where the breakdance and shit. That was the last time I seen dancing. Like period.
They were just in that music video for
The Baby.
The Baby, yeah.
The show with some pop in it. You bet the whip with the blood. Yeah, but I feel like serving the whip at a cop in it.
You can't really judge dancers because if you look at someone dancing, you most of the time, it's it doesn't look that impressive, but you just don't know how much technique goes into that shit.
Yeah, I'm not saying that. Because, you know, Ellie shed a little bit of light, and she was like, oh, you know, it's crunk dancing or some shit like that. Like, he dances crunk. And mm-hmm. I was like, oh, okay. And then she played a couple videos of people dancing to it. And I've seen a couple, and I'm like, that's pretty cool. But I just don't see, it's just not.
It's hard, man.
He's going to go down as, probably the best performer of our generation. Easy.
I can't name anyone better, but I don't think so.
Hold on.
Another reason why, and what shed light to me even saying that I don't think he's that great of a dancer. Not only was it my own personal opinion, but I see somebody on Facebook post they were like, you know, y'all swear Chris Brown's a great dancer, but y'all laugh at people under the L dancing the exact same way, which is true.
Who the fuck under the L dances the exact same way?
I'm just saying, but if you saw a homeless dude dancing like Chris Brown, you wouldn't be like, what the fuck are you doing?
No. I would probably be like, what the fuck is you doing? Because what the fuck is you doing? Because you're not dancing.
I mean, that's almost anybody, though. If anybody's dancing on the fucking, it don't matter what you're doing. If you're dancing on the fucking subway, you can be like, fuck is this nigga doing? Unless you got the choreograph with the music and shit, kind of is you just see somebody randomly dancing, you're like,
well, yeah, anything.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So it's
but Chris Brown, he did that, he does this shit. It's not he literally bases his career off of dancing MJ when he was a young boy, and just it's not as good as he was when he was a young boy, but that's how he got good. He was a banging ass dancer and he could sing. That was literally him.
Then he died in the movie about dancing.
Then he died in the yeah, exactly.
But, oh my god! Yeah, I forgot he was in that movie.
Well, wasn't that joke for 10 minutes?
He got smacked with a brick, right, shit like that.
Damn, is that how he went out?
No, he got shot in the alleyway.
Did somebody throw a brick at him before he got shot?
No, he just got shot in the alleyway.
That was something with a brick.
I remember something with a brick.
It ain't had nothing to do with him, I promise you. Yeah.
All right, let's spend a night and rewatch that movie sometime.
Yeah, it was fine.
And then the one that was
some fun, but it's some funny Mandela effect shit where he just dies.
Who, Chris Brown?
Yeah. All right, then. See, that's all I have to say. So
yeah, I think he does dance better than Moose.
I said who danced better?
I don't think Moose is better than Chris Brown.
I don't know.
It's just you want to know why Moose looks so good dancing in them Step Up movies?
Because he's young.
Because
sweet.
Nah, because everybody else was just so bad compared to him.
Yeah, that's true.
But then and that's not nothing to take away from him because he made Step Up. He is the reason why the movies, they're that
all
big.
All the movies after that. Did he, cameo in a few of the older movies?
No. He, all the newer ones?
Yeah. I say older?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to say newer. I feel like the new ones they make now, he kind of just cameos.
He just pop up and...
Speaking of movies, and speaking of the holidays as well, did you guys watch that Netflix movie? I know it's an immediate no.
That's all you
No.
Claws?
No.
No.
It's an animated cartoon movie.
No.
Bro, that is the best Christmas movie ever.
Better than The Grinch?
Yeah. Storytelling wise,
so that's a big.
So you guys, you guys are never gonna watch it. So basically, what it is is that.
Don't explain the whole movie. I don't care.
Alright, then you gonna watch it with me?
No, no yep, one watches Christmas. Yo,
you never watch Christmas.
You wanna know what's crazy? No, I don't.
What you mean I don't watch it?
You watch
see Krampus? The fuck?
Really? Name me 10 right now.
Huh?
Name me 10 right
that's
now.
A lot damn, of that's a lot of movies.
Like, damn, I say, goddamn.
I could name you 10, but I could definitely.
Why can you? Oh, you like, can name me 10, but you can't.
I don't watch them like that.
Right, so I'm sure Carlo can name 5.
You can name 5?
Hold up.
You can name 5.
Name 5.
Name 5 right now, you dumb piece of shit.
Jesus Christ. All right, we got Die Hard.
That's a Christmas movie. That's a Christmas movie.
I wasn't going to say no. Die yeah, Hard, that is.
Krampus. Grinch. Can I count the animated Grinch?
Nah.
No.
As soon as you say Grinch, my nigga.
The Santa Claus.
Come on, bro.
Home Alone.
Nightmare Before Christmas.
Home Alone is a Christmas movie.
Do you count that as a Christmas movie?
Yeah.
Because I can't, for whatever reason, like people start watching that motherfucker at like
during Christmas.
October. No.
No.
That's just plastered everywhere in October. Yes, it is. No, at work, that's all they put on, bro. All of October.
Because that's the beginning of the holiday season.
So I'm saying, so do you really count that? That's, I count that as like a Halloween.
No.
No one watches Home Alone.
In the movie, they left them on Christmas.
So yeah. then name 10.
See,
name 10.
But technically, he got 6 because Nightmare Before Christmas. That's 6.
Nightmare Before Christmas?
Mm-hmm. It's a Christmas movie.
It's in the fucking title.
It's a Christmas and Halloween movie. It's the only one of those both. I can't think of anything else.
You can't.
Bad
Santa.
It is a Christmas movie.
Yes, it is.
It's so many like underrated like Christmas
movies. Elf.
All right, we're not gonna keep doing this.
What was the one show? Seth Rogen. It was Seth Rogen, Anthony Mackie.
Oh.
And Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Yeah, yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Oh, you're talking about Fast Furious 3?
Oh, my God, okay.
I don't know.
Man, that left, we go back to Fast Furious 3.
I don't know why. When he said that, I just imagined, like Seth Rogen driving past in a car doing his fucking
that
laugh.
That nut-ass laugh.
That dry-ass laugh he got.
But yes, we can name multiple Christmas. You can too. You just choose not to because you want to be this big macho man.
I just didn't.
You ever
watch
sat on Santa Claus's lap?
Hell no.
No. All
right, call that shit down.
You ever sat on his?
What the fuck? I never watched I never really.
Miss me with that shit.
I didn't really do holiday stuff. We didn't do it when I was younger, watched it.
Is it because you didn't believe in Santa Claus?
No.
Did you believe in Santa Claus?
No.
Just shook me into his fucking core. You know?
Kylo, did you?
No.
Mark?
No.
Yes, you did.
I did not.
No, only
I think my parents. My parents were poor. They wanted me to know that early on. I was getting presents from them.
And we never celebrated Christmas, so I had no reason. Motherfuckers talking about Santa Claus. I'm like, who is this nigga? Well, this nigga come to my dead ass.
They made you a black Santa Claus, though.
Who?
They.
Once you tell me who they is, then we can
see. I don't know.
Nobody fucking pay attention to that shit, bro.
What's the official height of Santa Claus? Do you think you beat Santa Claus in a fight?
In a fight?
No, he'll turn into a snowman and pee on you.
That's a big-ass dude.
With ease. With ease.
I'm about to call Santa right now.
That's a big-ass dude.
Let's see.
He probably like a solid,
Does he even actually have a height?
I don't know. Maybe there's like
some mythical, some imaginatory.
Remember that one movie where it was all like the holiday, like fucking like people fighting against like the boogeyman or some shit?
Yeah.
It was like Santa Claus, like the Easter Bunny, the Tooth Fairy.
No.
What is
I remember that, but no. I remember it though. But
why you keep saying no then?
I don't know why I keep saying no, but I remember it.
I forgot what that movie was called. That movie was kind of hot.
All right, we're going to stop this conversation, right?
It was kind of hot. I only seen like once.
It's time for you to go sleep.
I remember it.
It's time for you to go
sleep. Shut up.
Then I'm going to talk about that shit.
You don't know me. You don't know me. You know my story.
Nah,
let's see.
I'm searching through. Not celebrating these holidays. Like, I never really thought the Tooth Fairy was real. Santa Claus was real.
Yeah, you don't.
Who else they make you believe that's real?
Easter Bunny.
I'll tell you what, though. The motherfucking Easter Bunny's from back then and them costumes. Hey, that ain't a motherfucking Easter Bunny, bro. That motherfucking Halloween costume.
That's a demon, bro.
That's a motherfucking demon.
My name's Leo.
What are you doing?
I've been nice, but my friend said that he could beat me. That's what I was saying. Right. I want you to whoop this ass right now. I want you to fight him right now. I want you to beat this dude's ass.
This nigga out of pocket.
Okay. I will see you soon. Oh, shit. Bye, Santa. Uh-huh. He's gonna come fuck. He's gonna beat the shit out of you, bro.
What app is that?
It's not an app. I called Santa.
You catch me on World. You catch me on World Star.
I FaceTime Santa.
You catch me on World Star tooting Santa little ass up in the chimney.
Oh, he on his ass. He on his ass.
He needs some milk.
Is that like a number you call or some shit?
I just have Santa on my contact.
It's all right, nigga.
Stop the fucking games.
It's get mad. Do you want me to send you his number? Games.
I don't give a fuck about his number.
It's long distance.
I don't give a damn.
He's in the North Pole.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I can't find an official height for Santa Claus. Yeah, I mean, things were coming up. He's 5'7", apparently.
Oh, yeah, I will beat the dog shit out of him, bro.
Well, he's coming.
He's literally your height. Literally, that's not a threat. He's your height.
Well, he's coming, so.
He's coming, and I got the chimney right there.
All
right,
cool. He's gonna come. You know that nigga gonna be sleep?
He's gonna sleep.
He's gonna be sleep in that chimney.
He said, them halls getting decked.
Yeah. That nigga finna wake up uncomfortable like shit.
He gonna have a Christmas? Crink in his neck and shit.
So, what do you want for Christmas, Blake? Because since Santa's coming, you might as well. While he's fucking you up, you gotta. He'll still take your request.
I don't know what I want for Christmas. I do know what I want for Christmas, but I'm not saying it on the podcast.
A wife. A girlfriend that you can say, I love you, babe.
Yeah.
And she can schmeet your schmeet.
No.
Schmeet your schmeet.
Malik, what's wrong? You okay?
Hey,
Mark, cut the podcast. Don't really do it, though.
No, I don't have No,
it's okay. Malik,
I've never celebrated it before, so I never thought about what I want for Christmas.
Well, now you're going to celebrate it because you're my family.
No, the fuck
I ain't celebrating nothing.
Celebrating the goddamn thing.
Well, now, when I get older, like, I'm going to do one of now. You know what? A fantasy of mine is?
Boy, it's gay.
I've always wanted to, like, be, like, the mom on Thanksgiving. You know, she's sitting there watching her kid open a present.
Oh, like saying that she wasn't getting you
I always
shit.
Wanted to be that. That is the funniest shit. Like,
you will, though. Will you give your kids Christmas?
Yeah.
So you want to be a single parent?
No. I don't want to be a parent. No. I just want to have that moment, put it up as a picture, and then
just throw and the whole kid away.
Yeah. Yeah, especially if it's a boy, throw the whole kid away.
What? Malik's going to go around the mall. Like, can I rent your kids for one night?
For one night.
That's how you get arrested.
Actually, that's not the way we do it. I'll be spending Christmas in jail. Yes.
This isn't what I wanted for Christmas.
This man has to rent my kid for a night. What the fuck does he think this shit
is? There's nothing that you want. What do you want?
I don't have a want, bro. Wait,
okay, how about this? What do you want for your birthday, you fucking bitch?
Yeah, what do you want for your birthday?
I don't know. You always know what I wanted?
I had Christmas, and he'd be like, hey, you tried to trick me. What do you want for your birthday?
I don't know. Christmas. I always wanted, like, I don't know.
You want some brain?
Mm-hmm.
I give him some brain.
I want to get on a plane and go away for real.
Well, we can't afford that, so.
Why can't we?
I ain't got no vacation day.
I ain't got no vacation days.
Shit. What do you want for your fucking birthday?
That's what I want. You ask what I want.
No.
You want me to be like.
What do you want?
Like, are there any materialistic items
no.
you'd like?
Hell no. Materialistic and stuff, though. I don't care about that shit, bro.
So just
try for Nirvana, baby.
If you want to.
Also, you don't want to open a gift?
I mean, I want to open it, but...
All right, then. What do you want for your birthday?
I know what I'm getting. Oh, my God.
What'd you get?
No, I know what I'm going to get you.
Me?
No, you can't. Yeah. Don't make him sneeze.
No. I'm going to get you...
Whoa,
is it supposed
to be a secret? Don't say it.
What
are you
gonna...
No, it's gonna be a joke gift. But I'm gonna get you something.
Nah, you did that shit last year.
Oh, I did.
You had me opening up that motherfucking paper, dog. I was at your house. Oh my god. Remember? We was at your house.
You did? Yeah,
yeah. And he gave me a box full. It was something at the very bottom, but it was full of copy paper, yo.
It
was
full. Did you wrap it?
Yeah. I got you a box. It was like wrapped and everything, full of copy paper, and it was just a Nintendo gift card.
Nintendo gift card. Like, yo.
And paper, technically.
Yeah,
what
did you do with that paper? Probably
threw that shit
out. I left it at your house. Or at your
what did you do with that paper, then?
Yeah.
I drew pictures of the ghost that I see every day.
Well, that took a turn. Welcome back to October, y'all.
So, what do you want for Christmas?
Oh, I forgot I did that last.
Why are you asking me?
Fine, whatever. I'll come back to you, Malik. What do you want for Christmas, Kyle?
I don't want anything.
I bet I see that shit, right?
What do you want for Christmas, Kyle?
I don't want anything.
Nothing. So it's just a thought that counts for you?
Mm-hmm. I don't give a damn.
Yeah, no, I'm that way this year, too.
I like buying stuff for myself.
What you want for Christmas since you... See, this nigga love materialistic stuff, bro.
Look at me.
This nigga love that shit.
Better bring his list out.
Yeah, right? You want a new fucking Xbox? You want a new fucking Switch? See?
I want a puppy. I want either a corgi or a pug.
You get a pug. I'm gonna punt that little nigga to the moon, bro.
That's the ugliest
dog in the world, bro.
A pug?
A pug.
You look like one.
Yeah, you thought, nigga. I'm cute and light skinned.
Like a pug?
No.
What else do I want? I want a dog. I want a kitten. I do want a kitten.
I love cats.
They're pretty cool. I wouldn't live with one, though.
You want
to... Like easy
you don't want to live with one? I don't want to live with pets.
Why?
I like pets. Right. I just don't want to live with pets.
He can barely take care of himself. You think he's going to be able to take care of a damn
That's
pet?
That's totally true.
Damn.
He don't even want to look
that
my way.
I'll be like, please, change my litter. I can't poop. Just I'm out with the shit.
Change your litter. I didn't even change my toilet paper.
You guys, who changes the toilet paper?
Whoever, whenever.
Whenever it's fucking empty.
Yeah, man. Nigga.
Damn, my bad. I mean.
What kind of dumbass question is that?
That's a pretty dumb question.
Who changed toilet paper between you and Ellie?
I don't know. Sometimes it just pops up.
Then it's Ellie.
It's Ellie.
I just thought it was just magic. When it rolls out, it just comes by. It's on automatic.
Oh, man. Fucking
you got a subscription.
Yeah. It'll just be there. Sometimes the roll don't even be done. It'd be a new one there. Okay. I got two to work with. But, No, this year's different. You know, this year we're gonna actually, you know, we're gonna give each other stuff, and then it's gonna be cute. You know what I'm saying?
I'll do it for the fun, not for Christmas though. I don't give a damn about Christmas.
Damn,
that shit not even gonna be wrapped.
So you tell me? No. You better wrap that shit. Or hire somebody to wrap it, or tell Ellie to wrap it.
It's only cardboard box.
That works.
Bubble wrap it most.
Draw something on it.
Nope.
So if you have kids, you're not gonna celebrate Christmas.
I don't really think about it now.
You're not going to give your kids the joy of Christmas.
Did I get the joy of Christmas?
Did I get the joy of Christmas?
I don't fucking think so.
My fucking parents didn't do shit for me. They just hit me on Christmas.
Nope, I don't think about it, though. Don't think about it at all.
Well, I guess at the point where you have kids, it's going to be up to your wife. You're going to tell your wife, we not spending Christmas because I never...
That's
you're going to get your ass beat.
Then she's going to hit you. Then you're going to hit her.
Oh, okay.
Welcome back to October. Yeah.
So, y'all suck about Christmas then. Whatever.
You know this.
We'll still
can't expect us to be amazing.
I'm gonna fill you with the Christmas cream spirit.
This nigga is gay, bro. Like,
well, I'm not.
Yeah,
I'm married.
Nah.
But I'm gonna.
You remember? I called you the other day and I slipped up and I was like, "Yo, Leo, remember your boyfriend?" And I was like, "Shit, I remember that." Yo, I called this nigga and I forgot what we was talking about. But I was like, "Yo, Leo, I see your boyfriend." It was something like that.
See,
and I was like, "Wait, what did I just say, bro?"
What?
But he was like, "You should see him on the phone." He was like, "Guess Ellie was right there." He was like,
"Yeah." Because we were dating at one point.
No, we weren't.
Well, that's not how I remember it.
I like Latina women.
And men.
Nah.
Who's I?
Nah.
I am a Latino.
You're not,
male.
No.
I could be considered a Latina. He held my hand. So then, fuck Christmas. Well, no, not really, because we're still going to celebrate it. I don't care.
Say that. I still said I was going to get y'all stuff.
Well, we're still going to celebrate it. I don't care. In my head.
Ain't no one saying you can't.
Whatever. Y'all, I'm going to make y'all niggas say Merry Christmas when I'm giving you that feeling of the cream spirit. Y'all going to scream Christmas that night, baby. But, and then the most craziest part is that, you know, after Christmas, we wrap it up, man. We wrap up,
2019.
Yeah. Damn. Decade's about to...
Decade's about to end.
Roll by, man.
The
holy shit.
Is about to end.
I cried a lot this year. 2020.
It's weird. Ellie, I forgot what we were talking about, but she was like, oh, in 2026, Adam will be this age. And I was like, ooh. I just thought, like, immediately when she said that, I just thought of, like, robots and buttons. I don't know. 2026 just sounds fucking weird. It feels
we're all
so
going to be 30.
In 2026?
No, just in, like, the 2020s.
Oh, wait. What year am I turning 20? 2020.
Well, I mean, I can tell you what year you're turning 20.
No, I didn't say, what year am I turning 20? We got to rewind.
Yeah.
No.
Oops.
I'll be 30 in 2024.
Then I guess I'll be 30 in 2024, too. Which means Leo's going to be in 30 in, like, 2022. What?
No, 22.
All right, yeah. That's what I
I was born 91, so
90
to 21. You be old as shit, nigga.
Stupid.
Bro, when it come to math, bro, just let this nigga be, dog.
Divide the four. Divide the four. Take away, damn. 2021, I'll be 30.
The league is 2022.
Dickhead. Oh.
Man.
And who better to get mad?
Nothing with y'all. No, I'm just kidding.
Who better to get mad?
I'm still young. I do what the fuck I want.
Who better to get married?
You can't do anything you want. Can you kiss a little boy on the lips?
Bro, what the fuck is up with you, yo?
I understand. So you can't say you can't do anything?
What is up with you right now? What's up?
Don't say.
You good?
Can you do everything?
Are you good?
Can you do everything?
I can do everything I want.
You want to do that?
No, didn't say I was going to do that.
Yo, this nigga out of pocket, bro.
Why you on your phone?
What I had a fucking weird message, bro.
What was you on?
None of your motherfucking business.
But you just told us you had a weird message.
I did get a weird message.
Is one of these bitches he fucking out of here?
No, shut up, shut up, shut up. Girl, I only care for you, only you. You live for this.
I love you.
I'm still waiting on you, baby girl. You know, you're the only one in my life.
I know. Who's the shout out to? Who are you talking about?
I will tell y'all after the podcast.
You live it. You'll tell them later.
Did y'all drink this wine?
Did we?
It looks unopened.
You answer that fucking question.
You answer that fucking question.
All right, I guess I'm taking it then.
Then that y'all still empty.
Yeah, man. Oh, wait, I forgot. There's like little peppermints. Peppermint.
Are those actual peppermints?
Yeah.
You didn't pop it in your mouth, shit. Oh.
Yeah, it's really peppermint. I'm putting a lie to you.
No, you ain't trust me.
At first, I thought you took one of the
cherries. The raspberries. Yeah, that's what I thought he took.
Take one.
Nah.
It's a peppermint.
Don't want one.
Your breath stink.
That's why you got one, not me, nigga.
Sure.
Real gang with a shit.
Damn, man, that's crazy. 2020. Now I know that I'm a year
closer. So what do we do in 2020?
Hold on.
Sorry.
I'm a year closer to my credit card expiring.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Damn.
So what do we do in 2020? Like, what is a goal?
Live our best life.
What goals do we have in 2020?
Press on.
I think
do the shit you actually want to do.
Yeah.
Instead of working for someone until you die.
Well, like, okay.
I'm trying to be my own boss.
Mm.
I'm trying to be a rapper.
Nah, well.
I got bars. I spit a quick 16 real quick.
You be behind bars.
You got a quick 16 on deck?
Yeah.
All right, let's hear it.
Right now?
Yeah.
You oh, right now. Oh, easy peasy. All right, yeah. Cool. I'm about to spit something real quick.
Yeah.
Kylo, look at me when I'm rapping. Don't look away. Yeah.
Look at him during.
Yeah. Easy E.
Oh, shit. Oh, you better...
You better bring the beans and dents here.
You better plagiarize this whole fucking 16-foot.
Cruising down the street, saying no.
Cruising down the street, 5-6-foot.
That's my shit. I mean,
I know I do want to do something. Like, I want to plan a trip, me and Ellie, baby, Emilio.
That'd be nice.
Mexico or Canada. Somewhere, like, within the continent.
Canada's nice.
Even there?
Yeah.
You can always use Texas.
I think, doesn't, like, your exes... No. Who lives in Texas?
No one.
God looks so unamused.
Why don't we go to Niagara Falls? To plan, like, a group, like... Cruise. That'd be amazing.
I'd be down for a cruise.
That'd be so dope, bro.
Why? What would we do?
It's a fucking cruise. Yo, all right. We gonna put a pause to this gay shit y'all got going on right now, all right?
Into wanting to know more. So who would you do first one?
And then we can all take turns doing the Titanic
scene. The pose?
Yeah.
I like that. Which one? Which would pose, though?
The one on the...
The one where you hold... Your butt cheeks, so that you don't fall back.
Yeah.
Take a toot of air right directly to your nose.
Okay. All
right. Y'all niggas out of
pocket. That's the kind of night we're having.
You know what? My goal
is to blow up.
Like, I don't know nobody.
Like, you don't know nobody.
Is that... I plan that we all do a quadruple date. And that's
what's a quadruple date?
That's a goal? Okay, that's a decent goal.
Quadruple date.
Okay. Oh, you said that's a goal?
Yeah.
I thought you said Mexico. That's what I was like.
Mexico.
Okay, all right, cool. That's what I thought. I was like, Mexico. Cool. That's what we're going to do.
Mexico.
That's dope. That's dope.
And then we can all have an orgy afterwards.
There it is.
Well, it all depends.
Mark looks so happy. Yeah. Well, like,
what does it depend on, Leo?
It depends if I have to punch the shit out of Mike's girl. I have to punch the shit out of her.
I don't know why.
Oh, you know why.
I don't.
I'm gonna beat the shit out of her. Then she's gonna look at you like. But just so you know, if my 2020 goal doesn't happen, I'm going to be very upset. Because I already held my end of the
bargain. Oh, well, it's crazy because, like, this is also not a conversation for this podcast. So I will wait.
Right. What's the conversation? What are you gonna say? You didn't say that.
It'll happen. That's what I was going to say. It'll happen.
It'll happen. That's all that matters.
You got something in the works?
Yeah.
For real?
I'll be cooking.
Cooking in the kitchen. Cooking coke in the kitchen.
Malik's Breaking Bad.
But, closing thoughts.
We wrap up a lot. I've been chewing on the mint for a while. Homie, get this mint. Chewed and swallowed. Like that cock.
Nice. Closing thoughts. Do whatever the fuck you want to do in this holiday season.
You always got to believe.
Don't let people like Leo pressure you into this crazy shit.
Yeah, and don't break your wallet buying gifts for people. You can't afford it, don't do it.
They probably won't do it for you. Sorry, no, just...
Yeah, and believe in Santa.
There it is.
Malik gonna believe in Santa.
Hey, Google told me he 5'7". He gonna get his ass.
Facts.
Santa coming too. So after the podcast done, he gonna come and jingle them bells. You know what I'm saying? Swallow that sausage.
All right, but until then, it's been your boy Lil Beats, aka Lil Grippers, aka Kylo.
This nigga with this Lil Grippers shit. He's got them Lego hands.
What's your fucking name?
They call me
Meat Swallower.
My name is.
Say your fucking name, dude.
I blew up on Twitter, so just make sure y'all hit up on my assistant.
Yo, he letting that go to his head.
Nigga, I blew up. Nigga, I went viral on Twitter, bro. On my mama. Y'all niggas can't even speak to me right now.
It was a funny tweet, though.
Yeah, I'm trying to ja-ja-ja-ja-ja with y'all. You know what I mean?
What's your name, nigga?
It's Malik.
I had the Game of Thrones one. The sex is cool. The hosier one.
That's cool. And you?
I had the Game of Thrones one.
My name is Mark. And who is this little guy over here?
Santa Claus believer.
Okay. All right, cool. And that is the gentleman's lobby, fellas. Okay. See you next time.
Bye.